Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Flashback Friday. I'm Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, Pastor McCarty of the Journey Home Outreach Ministries. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be broadcasting on Friday night. For those who are listening live, I love you. For those who are listening later, I love you as well. I appreciate all the support that we have been given at the ministry. Now, just a couple of things I want to go through really quick before we get into the word. Sunday, the 23rd of November, and Associate Pastor Kimberly Horvath will have Clarify Your Life as her episode at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, on the 24th of November, we will have the Youth for Christ show as well. Okay, just wanted to get those two things out. Now, you can not only hear us here, but you can also hear us on WCSE-UHNRadio.com with some of the finest DJs there are around. You can definitely go there and listen to them live. All clean music. The ministry has a page there as well. So definitely go out and give them some support as well. Okay. Elder Faye is still working on her Bible study, and we'll be getting that out to you as soon as possible. And keep an eye out on your social media so you would see it. Okay, I'm stumbling through all of that just to get, because this word is so powerful to me. I was just sitting here thinking about what I was going to say. And I had a conversation today with a dear friend, and we were discussing the affair in the state of the world as it is today. And as it is today with all the murders and killing, mass killings, and just so much the hardship that people have financially, it's a lot to face. But the one thing we have to remember as believers of Christ is that there's nothing for us to be afraid of. No matter what the news says, no matter what the report is, no matter what the doctor says, believers will be blessed during these hard times. And how do I know that? Because Jesus actually prayed for the believers. You know how powerful of a prayer that is to have Jesus pray for you? Whatever the Son asks the Father, he receives. So by us reading and learning and absorbing this magnificent prayer that Christ prayed for us as believers and utilizing that in our everyday life to not be afraid of what's going on, but be glad for the blood for what's going on, that is what we should take away from this. Now, you will find this in John 17th chapter, and it's the 20th through the 26th verse, and I'm going to read every verse. It says, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they might be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, may they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see the glory you have given me because you love me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, Though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known, in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. That is complete protection and provisions in this world. To have Christ pray to the Father that he wants us to be part of the Holy Trinity, and he wants to be in us, and he wants the love, not that the love he has for us, but the love that the Father has for him. And we know how much the Father loves the Son. So he was praying that we too may feel that majestic love of God that will wipe all the gray away and make the sun shine in. In Jesus' name, thanking yourself every day for getting up and waking up among the living. What now, Lord? Show me what now. Know why? Because Jesus prayed for me. And since he prayed for me, I know one thing. I will be blessed. And so will you as believers in Christ. All right, let's get the show started. First up on the mic is Holiday. I know we're going into, this is the Flashback Friday before Thanksgiving. So I'm going to wish everyone a happy and a blessed Thanksgiving. And first up on the mic is Holiday by Huli the Nazareth.
Every day's a holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate. Cause every day's a holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate. And claim that piece of real estate. Then feast upon that dinner plate. Steal some wine and celebrate. The Nazarite ain't touching grace. Until that day I pray I may be counted worthy to escape the judgment of our earthly ways. Nothing I can do or say can stop that day. No monkey, gorilla, no chimp, no ain't gon' stop my praise. I need to get up out my face. To the Lord I dedicate my life. Why you think I grew out the way? My way of life is more than a phase. It's more than a temp phase. I'm locked down, cut to the next page. A mystery I revelate. When the dead rise from the grave and the living fly away, we all shall see a brighter day. Although the bridegroom is delayed, be not discouraged nor dismayed, for he who holds on to the faith, he is the same that shall be saved. So take your cross, I'm walking straight, do it now, no time to waste. Today's the day the Lord has made, I will rejoice in every way. Every day's a holiday, holiness the only way to see the Lord again. I say rejoice in Yahweh always. Now say every day's a holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate. Cause every day's a holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate.
Every day is Father's Day, I do just what the Father say. They on the Ace of Space, but they don't know what card to play. And I rep the one without power in his hand. Royal you flesh, every day is King Day. Consider me a loyal subject. Holy Ghost, fire, worship, live forth. And yeah, the kingdom suffers violence. The violence take it by force. Kingdom business doing new work. Labor Day, we on the clock. And every day is Thanksgiving for giving me one more shot. Vaccine, gotta run this race. Is like a track team. Gone. Call that cross country. John triple 16. Well, God so loved the world, he made it his Valentine. Oops, Valentine. Out my mind, please excuse Jesus. whatever you want and no shame. But I need that piece of you, cause I was separating when Adam me ate that piece of fruit. Every day is Christmas, I'm trying to get in his presence.
Okay.
Judgment day coming, I'm trying to get into heaven, cause
every day's a holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I'll walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate. Cause every day's a holiday, holy day, that's what I say. Christ on his way, no time to play. Repent of sin and turn away. Don't wait, my friend, and don't delay. Tomorrow just may be too late. Pick up your cross, I'll walk it straight until you enter heaven's gate.
All right, that was Holiday by Cooley E, the Nazareth. If you are an artist, a spoken word artist, a musician, singer, even a DJ, and you want to be featured on our show, all you have to do is email Sister Poochie at journeyhomeministries.org. And that's SISTAPOOCHIE at journeyhomeministries.org. Or visit our website at www.journeyhomeministries.org. And we have a multitude of resources there for you. Okay, so definitely visit our website. And if you missed the show, thus you can also go to the website and get the archive link as well as the current show link there. Okay, next up on the mic is Speaking My Mind by Spiritual Peace. And everybody, here we go.
Yeah, SP, Freak's Dad, Speaking My Mind. Another cousin to these Louisville streets, praying for a change. This world is a beast. Every day's a test. We all trying to eat. Gotta beat up the flesh and make it follow me. I'm a sinner trying to make it through a test. I thank God every day that I'm blessed. Trying to plant seeds. I don't want to follow man. God got a better plan than any man. It's easy to follow sin because it looks good. Still trying to plant seeds in my hood. God, I thank you for everything you do. Gotta keep on hopping over these obstacles. Satan trying to sneak me, but I'm wide awake. I'm in this thing, so I bust his head like a grape. Walk back faith with every breath that I take. God, I thank you for your love. You made a way. Yeah, ain't nobody like the Lord that I serve. I'm just speaking my mind. I'm just speaking my mind. It's a lot going on, but ain't nobody saying nothing. Yeah, the truth I'm busting. Hey, straight off in your head, no SP. All about when it's over. The government's a lie, I see. Between all the lies, I be focused till I die. I mean, I'm ready to ride. Real. D-I-E, it is what it is. I'm planting seeds, trying to reach out to these kids and tell them what it is. God got a better plan than whatever these rappers telling you. We got a better plan than what these movie stars do. I ain't Hollywood, homie, I'm still in the hood. Focused like I ought to be and doing what I should. Yeah, I listen to the Lord's voice. Too many people tell lies, I got a choice. So I'ma choose the right one. Focus, I use my mind, I don't need a gun. So I bust back whenever they get me test. I hit you with scriptures, leave you a mess. I'm focused, I'm living for the Holy One. Yeah, hey, just speaking my mind. Anytime you feel boxed in, bust out.
God got a plan. Listen to me now. I'm not a perfect guy. Nah. I'm just listening to the Lord. I pray you take some notes. Listen to the ghost.
All right. That was Speaking My Mind by Spiritual Peace. And next up on the mic is You Rose by the Anointed Poet.
This world was lost, full of people on the way to an eternity in hell, separated from you forever, doomed to live a life of torture, to tell. Knowing the path of destruction we were on, you sent your son from your holiest place. He came down from glory, was placed by your side to live among us for 30 years before he even began his ministry. And at the right time,
You rose
and began to do miracles.
You healed the sick,
cast out demons, and brought the dead to life. People came from everywhere around to hear your message of hope. Crowds often too big to count filled homes and streets, buildings and beaches to hear you teach. You rose against the Pharisees and teachers of the law. You rose against the practices of religion, and everyone then saw. Then after everything you did, you were betrayed by the one closest to you.
After everything you did,
one of your own.
You were betrayed by one of your own.
When the soldiers came to take you away, you rose. In faith, knowing the time was here to redeem all mankind, you rose. Time and again, after being struck and knocked to the ground, you were unfairly tried, and the very people you loved turned you over to be flogged while they let a criminal go who should have died. And approached the place where you knew you would suffer pain. Then after being beaten nearly to death, having been taken to the edge of sanity, your tears flowed like rain. Still, you rose and made the long walk, carrying the cross to your body's final resting place. You yelled in pain as they nailed your hands and feet to the cross. They stood you up and pierced your side, dislocated your shoulder so you couldn't even lift yourself to catch a breath. Still, you rose and said a prayer. You asked for forgiveness for those who tortured you. And as you breathed your last, you said, "It is done." And committed your spirit to God and your body to the grave. Still, you rose. And for 3 days, you went down to hell and battled the devil and his demons. With all authority in heaven, you weren't afraid. Buried them so deep, served them up on a plate like a waiter. You chained them down and they couldn't move. And all they could do is weep. You rose. And because you rose, we win. You defeated death and shut down hell for all who believe in you. And we as believers will go out and tell so others will have the chance to receive you. Because you rose. You are the God who now lives, and with you we have the ultimate victory. Because you rose, you are the God who gives eternal life to all who want it. Paradise forever, walking on streets of gold, living with you and praising you eternally. Jesus, I am so grateful you rose. You are the God of life, and because you suffered and died, we have the chance to have everlasting life. Because you suffered and sacrificed, we will live with you forever as your spiritual wife. When you died, you defeated death forever. You rescued all human beings. All we have to do is choose to welcome you into our life. Eternal happiness is possible for all who accept you. And for those who choose to die without knowing you, death and eternal destruction awaits them for sure. All of them. Easily avoid. We just believe and have faith in our one true Savior, Jesus. Salvation is free. The price was already paid. This is why Jesus, you rose.
Amen, amen, and amen to that. That brings me so back to the reading for the week. That was You Rose by the Anointed Poet, and the reading for the week is John 17, chapter the 20th to the 26th verse, and it's the prayer that Jesus prayed for the believers. This is
the prayer he prayed. This is prior to him being arrested, to give you a timeline of when he prayed this. But for Christ to have prayed for you, as he said, not only am I praying for those who see me, who know me, but also for those who believe in me from those who knew me and saw me. It simply goes like this. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have been giving them the glory that you gave me, and they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that you that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. That the love you have for me will be in them and that Christ himself may be in them. And as believers, we should just be thankful that Christ prayed for us. As believers, we should not be fearful of anything and know that God will provide our every need in this world if we just believe. Believe in his Son. Believe that he came. Believe that he died. Believe that he rose again. Believe that he's still alive, sitting at the right hand of the Father, sending his Holy Spirit down to us to comfort us, to guide us, to protect us. That's who prayed for us. All right, everybody, it's time for the dance break, and we're going to flash back all the way to September the 24th of 2012. This is DJ Frankie Vibe, our resident DJ. And also, this is a sample of what Frankie Vibe does. You can also catch him every Thursday night at www.wfdu.fm. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday. Everyone, here's the dance break for the week. And you know the purpose of the dance break. One, for you to get off your feet and give God the praise and give God the glory. And also to try to figure out what Frankie's trying to minister to us, because this itself is his ministry. All right, everybody, here we go.
You're listening to Sister Poochie's Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vaughn.
And nobody understands until you have for this love.
Jumping. All right, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Flashback Friday. I'm your hostess, Sister Pucci, Pastor McCarty, and God, the time has just flown past. Don't forget John 17 chapter, the 20th through the 26th verse. It is so pungent. It is so important that you realize that Jesus prayed for you as a believer before he left this earth. And with that comes a multitude of blessings and a multitude of provisions and a multitude of protection. And it just, it aligns your life up with the Trinity, this prayer that Christ prayed for us. So anyway, next up on the mic is Bridge Over Troubled Water with Brenda White and the White Boys. And here we go.
Oh,
River Water by Brenda White and the White Boys. I have had a wonderful time hosting the show. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Don't forget to read John 17, chapter 20th to the 26th verse. Read what Christ prayed for us about, what Jesus prayed for us to the Father about, and get that in your spirit. It will give you a lot of peace of mind. Also, don't forget to visit our website, www.journeyhomeministries.org. There we have a multitude of resources for your spiritual needs. And we're going to roll out of this show like we always roll out with How Great Thy Art by Society Hill Music. And I will see you next Friday. Everybody, enjoy your Thanksgiving. Peace and blessings.